Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, it's Coach Pete. How confident are you in your retirement plan? Have you really looked at what the fees, expenses, and most importantly, folks, the taxes? We're going to look at the taxes and way to make a financial bunker to shelter your income in retirement from taxes when we come back. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the holiday edition of the Financial Safari. Well, Thomas, I mean, you know, when I talked about it at the opening, I really mean it. There are ways you can shelter from taxes. Are you excited about that?
I am. That sounds incredible.
Now, you're a younger guy.
Yes.
But you pay taxes.
I do.
Everybody pays taxes. I mean, even if you just think you don't pay taxes, when you go shopping, you pay taxes.
Sure, that's right.
Now, there's nothing we can do right now to shelter sales taxes, right? That happens,
right?
And so that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about, income taxes and retirement.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the main secrets of planning for retirement is to be in a state where you have a high state income tax and pile money into your 401k. And then when you retire, move to a state that has no state income tax. Think about that.
Yeah. No,
so let's say you're in California, where I think it's like 12 to 15% state income tax, not federal, in addition to federal.
Wow.
And you sock money into your 403B, 401K, whatever, your tax deferred accounts, IRAs.
Right.
And then at retirement age, you move to Texas.
Uh-huh.
No state income taxes.
Yeah.
Or Tennessee. I mean, a lot of people are doing this. Now, the flip side is that if they're not having a state income tax, they get you other places.
Okay.
Property taxes are higher.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But that's just, you know, one of the things. Or you could really put yourself in the wrong position by, let's say you're in a state that has no state income tax and you live there now and you are starting to put money in your 401k, you're getting a tax deferral on that, but it doesn't really matter because you weren't going to pay tax anyway statewide.
Right, right.
And then you decide to move to California when you retire. And now you take the money out and you owe state income taxes. So there's
two
sides of that story. But you know, when we talk about retirement, a lot of people are worried, and they should be, about the risk they're taking in retirement.
That's right.
Many people are taking more risks than they even know. And to me, if you have some hidden fees, just talking to Parker the other day, Parker's one of my big planners upstairs in our headquarters.
Right.
And he had met with a very nice couple. They had a gigantic portfolio, and they thought they were only paying, let's say, half of 1% in money management fees.
Okay.
But they were mutual funds. So when we threw that right through the system, when we went back and did an analysis, a forensic analysis on what they were really paying with the hidden fees that mutual funds aren't telling you, 2.6%.
Oh, no, really?
So it's not what you see. It's what's really happening. It's the Wizard of Oz all over again. Don't pay attention to don't pay attention to the guy behind the curtain, right? Remember that?
No, it's very true.
I haven't seen the Wizard of Oz in years.
Oh, I hadn't either, but it's a classic.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we need to figure out how to reduce the amount of money you give to the IRS in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we spend a lot of time on, but also reduce the amount of money you give your broker to and through retirement, because whose retirement are you funding? And a lot of people say, well, gosh, I thought I was funding mine. But sometimes we are funding our broker's retirement.
That's right.
So I've got a special report here. It's 12 pages, and it's developing a personalized retirement bunker mentality, modern techniques and strategies to properly shelter your money from unnecessary risks, fees, and taxes as we head towards the year 2020 and beyond.
That's great.
Because that's coming, isn't it?
It is. I can't believe it's already here, but it's coming.
We are just around the corner.
Whew.
And so we're going to give you a way to get a copy of this as well as a review. Folks, you really need to have a review of your situation, your financial situation, because even if you think everything's fine, it may not be. Just because you think you know everything about your portfolio doesn't mean you really know what's going on behind the scenes.
That's right.
Forensic analysis is so vitally important, and I think maybe 10% of the people listening have had a true forensic analysis done.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do an analysis with folks, number one, we usually charge $500 for this.
Okay.
But as a radio listener, we're going to waive that fee.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
A lot of work goes into this.
Yeah.
But three things will happen. Either you'll find out that you are in the wrong place, And you'll want some advice to get in the right place.
Right.
Or to, like we say, financial exterminator, call the financial exterminator, get rid of those fees.
Exactly.
And the maybe you're taking too much risk.
Okay.
And so you want to get on the right path. So we can help you with some simple advice to get on the right path. Many times we do that. Or we'll find out that everything's fine. You really do have the plan that you thought you had.
Yeah.
What a great concept, huh?
It is.
But then the third thing is maybe you need a total redesign. Maybe you're not quite sure. Maybe you don't have that retirement income that's going to be guaranteed for the rest of your life.
Right.
Maybe you don't have the proper devices in place to make sure long-term care isn't a big enemy in retirement.
Okay.
Because here's a little secret for you and everyone out there listening. We are living longer.
We are, absolutely.
As a society.
Which is fantastic.
It's a great thing, and it's a bad thing. It's the best of times, it's the worst of times, right?
You have to be prepared.
You really do. And my very first book I wrote, which is 12 years ago now, The Financial Safari.
That's right.
Named the show after it.
Yeah.
Be prepared, not surprised.
Ah, yes. Yeah,
and
that's
so
right.
How important
that's right.
is it to be prepared, though?
Terrible. I was a Boy Scout. That was our motto.
Mm-hmm. So let's make this offer. If you're one of the next 30 callers, we will waive our $500 fee to do that forensic financial
That's
analysis.
Great.
We'll also build in a retirement income plan and a tax plan and making sure that you have your proper financial bunkers in place. And we'll give you a report that developing a personalized retirement bunker mentality, as well as my newest book, The 7 Baby Steps. Now, this is a tremendous value, and I'm making it right away here on the show. And, you know, hopefully people are listening.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll offer it again on the show, too. But this is very important that we do that forensic financial analysis and that we get in-depth on what's really going on in our fees and expenses. And we also look at, when we look at the total retirement plan, we need to make sure that we have at least six things in order. All right? Let me go through these six things because it's very important that people understand this. We need to make sure that our tax situation is fine. And it's not just retirement, Thomas. It's any time of the year. Taxes are going to be here any time of your life, by
Absolutely.
The way, not just a year.
Yeah.
But taxes are here. They're not going away. If you think they may go higher, would it might make sense to pay the taxes now and then get your money into a place you'll never pay tax again?
Seems logical, yeah.
Well, because you know what the tax rates are now. We know we don't like them. Think
sure.
they're high, but they could go higher, couldn't they?
Exactly.
In your opinion, and Thomas, you're 30, what?
32.
Okay, I'm 50, right? So
okay.
I'm older than you.
Yep.
But when I get to retirement, I want a paycheck coming that I don't have to share with Uncle Sam.
That's
so
right.
So I want a tax-free retirement. And when we put that green flag up on the mailbox, by the way, folks, that is when the mailman brings you money instead of you walking out to the mailbox with the bills in hand that you have to pay. You put a stamp on them, put them in the mailbox, put the red flag up,
yep.
which is a real good flag color, isn't it? That's
a
mean color flag.
It is a mean color.
The money's going out. You don't want to make the money go out. So the green flag's very important, but taxes are important.
Yep.
We also need to make sure we are paying as little fees as possible.
That's right.
Because fees can really eat up your portfolio. We've done studies earlier this year. We're just a 1% fee. Actually, FINRA, the organization that looks at advisors, looked at just 1% fee could make a $50,000 difference in retirement or more.
Huge.
And they start compounding that. That's only on over 20 years.
That's
Think
right.
about over 30, 40 years.
That's right.
Or even 10 or 5. I mean, every time you're paying a fee that you shouldn't be, that's money going out that's never going to be in your portfolio again, that's never going to build for you. But the final thing here in the 6-point review is to do a super benchmark protector.
Okay.
You don't know what that
no,
is.
No, I don't. No, I'm a little clueless over here, so help me out.
Benchmarks are the standards, like the S&P 500. We hear about that.
Okay.
Even the Dow is a good benchmark to
look
at, NASDAQ, that kind of thing. So
okay.
we need to make sure your portfolio, as you have it now, if you're paying somebody or if you're doing it yourself,
sure.
how good are you performing compared to the benchmark?
Oh, okay.
And about 80% of people are underperforming the benchmark, and here's the bad news. They're paying someone to underperform.
Are you serious?
Which is criminal, in my opinion.
Wow.
All right.
Gosh.
So as we go into 2017 with the fiduciary standard and making sure that we have more control of our retirement, you need to have this review. And again, for the next 30 callers, we'll do a tax review. We'll do a fee planning analysis. We'll do an income planning analysis, which includes Social Security income analysis. Keep in mind, our strategies work best for those with over $1 million. But anyone who saves, we have a division that helps anyone who is saving get that proper planning and proper tools and techniques so that you can be a millionaire one day.
That's right.
All right. So very important, folks. There's no games, no gimmicks, no fees. We're going to waive our fees for this for the next 30 callers. You also go home with this very special report, Developing a Personalized Retirement Bunker Mentality.
Fantastic. So, folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800 800- 877-1135. This is your opportunity to meet with John Kelly. He is president of Kelly Financial Services, serving the greater Chicago area. So if you'd like to take advantage of this no cost, no obligation consultation just to get your retirement planning on the right track, as well as coming in and receiving this hot off the press 8-page special report titled Developing a Retirement Bunker Mentality, as well as the 6 points Coach mentioned, you can do so again by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something I call the tale of two Ciscos and how one of the Ciscos is still down over 60% from the year 2000 when it crashed. And one is up big and still going strong. We'll talk about that and much more when we come right back.
It's time for a financial definition. Math over markets means that you're making financial decisions based on actual mathematics instead of the fleeting trends you see in the market. Make sure your advisor is using math over markets in your financial planning.